Levita today. But then yesterday on the way home, I was thinking about yesterday's shiur. And I saw that there's yesterday I said a shtibbutar from Rav Ozer in Eretz Yisrael. Very beautiful shtibbutar. But I realized on the way home yesterday that one facet of that could really build up a whole other story on top of that and shed a whole new perspective on the whole idea of on the whole parsha of Tashlumi Truma and Zasha Chotruma, not only Benezer but Beshegging as well, and perhaps resolve some of the problems that we were dealing with in when we were learning the Sugya in a whole new way. So a whole new life in the Shita Sarama. So I figured it's worthwhile to spend one more day and to go through that. So we saw yesterday that the Rambam paskins that if somebody was mafish truma, that's not yet given to a kohen, he was mafish truma. So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Maaser, the Rambam implies anyway, that he's chayv v'tashlum, even b'mezid, not only b'shagim, we're talking b'mezid. The Rambam says that if you ate tevel, the Rambam says that if somebody ate tevel, so he's not obligated to pay because the matanas were not yet hurmu. Apparently, if the matanas were already hurmu, then he has a chiyuv tashlumin, at least for something. He has a chiyuv tashlumin. So the shaila was yesterday that it's against the Moran Chulun Kuflam, but the Gemara says with Paris that it's Maman Shein L'Tayvim, that a Mazik Matnas Kunis Potter because it's Maman Shein L'Tayvim. And the Rambam himself passes Milchus Bikurim by Zroyel Chayayim and Kevo. That if somebody ate Zroyel Chayayim, if the person Azar ate Zroyel Chayayim and Kevo, so he's potter, he doesn't have to pay the Kehanim because it's Mom and Shane Leitavim. There's no particular Kayan who could be Tevehim Ledin. And obviously, if the Zroyel Chayayim and Kevo were given to a particular Kayan, then he would have to pay. That's no different than any other Momanus. But we're talking about Matnas Kunuwe that were not yet given to the Kayan. Zroyel Chayayim and Kevo were not yet given to a Kayan, so it's a Momanus Shevet. So the Gemara says in Chulin Kuflamet, Momen Hashevet, if you mazik Momen Hashevet, you mazik Matan's Kuna that were not yet given to any particular Kayan, so you don't have to pay because there's nobody who could be Tevehim and based, and that's called Momen Shein Leitavim. There's no particular Kayan who could be Tevehim. And the Rambam paskins that by Zroel Chayayim and Kev. Yet by Truma, the Rambam paskins that is different. By Truma, the Rambam says that he does have to pay. So the Shai is, what's the difference? So that we saw yesterday, that the Rambam holds that if somebody eats truma b'mezid, he has to pay chulin musukonim. He has to pay peiros chulin musukonim. He can't just pay money. So the Miskarov was medayik from that Rambam. That you see that the Rambam shita is that even oichal truma b'mezid is in the parsha of tashlumi truma. As most of them hold, the parsha of tashlumi truma, the special halachas of tashlumi truma, of an awesome lakhain is Takaydish, and that's halacha b'shagig. The mezid is a gazlan b'yam, no different than the other gazlan. And he could pay money, or he could pay soup, and he could pay whatever he wants. But Shita Saram is not the way. Shita Saram is that Oichel Tumah b'mezid is in the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. He has special halachas that he has to pay peres chulun misukonim. So even though about many of the halachas of mezid are not like the halachas of shagig, the peres don't become truma, and the kohen can be meichel, and he doesn't have to pay a chaimish. About it, mezid is different than shagig. But nonetheless, if you say that over, Tashlumi Truma b'mezid belongs to the parsha of Anosin Lakayin is Takaydish, belongs to the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. That's the Biskrovs and the Daik and the Rambam. It says Beteresh in the Rambam. There's no getting. That's absolutely true. There's no getting away from that. If the Rambam says you pay a pair of Chulim Musukonim, and if the Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the Rambam had a Gemara that way, you've almost have Tzadik, I'm going to have a Gemara Mufreshis, the way the Rambam read the Gemara, that's even b'mezid, you have to pay pairs. So that's what we said in the Shir yesterday. That was Rav Ozer's word. That therefore the Rambam holds l'shitosoi that if you eat truma before it was given to a kohen, so even though it's mamon shein l'tovim, you have to pay anyway because of the new parsha of tashlumi truma. Since it's in the parsha of tashlumi truma, you're not paying as a regular mazik. A regular mazik, there's a loch of mamon shein l'tovim. But here you're not paying as a regular mazik. You're paying mikoyach the parsha mechudeshes of tashlumi truma. Since it's mikoyach the parsha mechudeshes of tashlumi truma, so therefore it has a halacha of. Therefore, I don't care that it's mamon shein l'tovim. And with this, he answered the fact that the Ram is against the Gemara. The Gemara Chulin Kuflamis is beferish that by Truma also it has the Nimam and Shein Latovim. So he says, Machlekes Hasukas. The Gemara Yavama says you have to pay Paris. It's in the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. The Gemara Chulin apparently also says it's not in the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. And that's the Machlekes Arsuk in Yerushalmi about the Kimeli Dravine. And that was the package yesterday. Afkan, yesterday's Shia, which is Negev Linyanena, where I want to take both from. So I was thinking, Adayin HaBen Shoyal. It's still hard to understand. So granted, Mazik Eichel Tuma B'Mezid, it's a new Parsha, it's a Parsha M'Chodesh, it's a Tashlumi Tuma. But still, why is there no issue of Mamon Shein Leitayim? After all, Eichel Tuma B'Mezid, even granting the premise that it's a special Parsha of Tashlumi Tuma, because the Ram says you have to pay Peres Chulim Musukonim, grant you all of that. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah says, and the Ram says, that Eichel Truma B'Mezid, the Kohen can be Meichel. Unlike Shogig, where the Kohen cannot be Meichel, B'Mezid, the Kohen can be Meichel. That's a Mishnah of Freshes. The Rabbi brings it La'alacha, that B'Mezid, the Kohen can be Meichel. So you see, that notwithstanding the fact that Eichel Truma B'Mezid is a parasha of Tashlumi Truma, it needs a Tfiyas Maman, on the part of the Kohen. That is Haka, maybe that is Haka Cholik from Shogig. Shogig the Kohen can't be Meichel. Mezid the Kohen could be Meichel. That's a fact. That by Eichel Tumah b'Mezid the Kohen can be Meichel. So if the Kohen can be Meichel, so you see that even if we'll say it's a new Parsha M'Kodesh of Tashlumi Truma, that the Eichel Tumah b'Mezid is in the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma and it has to be Paris, but it has to have a Tfiyas Maman on the part of the Kohen. If the Kohen is Meichel, then you don't have a Chil. So if you have to have a tefillah moment on the part of the kohen, so over here, by when you ate truma that has not yet been given to any particular kohen, so bottom line is there is no tefillah moment on the part of any kohen because it's moment shein l'tevah. There is no kohen who could be tevah. So what's the difference whether the kohen is a meichel or whether the kohen can't be tevah in the first place because it's moment shein l'tevah? So the vod is a vod, but the heart doesn't really answer the question. That's question number one. I'm going to lay out now all the questions. Many of them are old friends' questions. But this is the first question. Is really a question on the answer to this? Like, what do we gain? So fine, it's in the place of new parasha and mechodesh. So that's going to be truma. But at the end of the day, needs a tefiyas mamon. So you see, you have to have a tefiyas mamon. Question number two. Is it the Emes? That's exactly a question, but it's very hard to understand this whole concept that the Ram has that when you eat Truma B'Mezid, you have to pay Peres Chulun Musukonim. What kind of din is that? The Peres don't become. The mice of the Peres here are not going to become Truma. We're used to understanding, a lot of most Yishayim understand, that the reason why you have to pay Peres Chulun Musukonim is because the Peres are not in Truma. So just like Truma has to be Peres Chulun Musukonim. Well, not Masakonim, but whatever, just like but it's halach, and in order for these payers to become truma, so it has to be. In order for this to become truma, it has to be payers chulim Masakonim. But b'mezid, the payers don't become truma. That the Rambam agrees, the payers don't become truma. So what is this halach exactly that it has to be payers? What's the yichus of payers? So the Biskrov said, you see it's part of the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma. It can't be regular mazik. It's not regular mazik. It's not regular gazlin. It's a Parsha Mechudeshes of Tashlumi Truma. That's also true, 100%. You can't argue with that. But that doesn't really leave us satisfied. So it is a Parsha Mechudeshes of Tashlumi Truma. But it's not becoming Truma. It's Tashlumin. What kind of aloha is this in Tashlumin that it should have to be paid? What's a kosov? Say it's exerus hakosav. It is exerus hakosav. Let's say it's somewhere here. It's I don't know which kosav it is exactly, but somewhere here it's exerus hakosav. It has to be dovar oil lius kodesh. Shagam is not going to become kodesh. I mean, where's the pasuk that you have to pay peres chulun? Where does it say taka? Even b'shogeg. What's the drush that you have to pay peres chulun? They have to pay peres chulun musukadim. Because it says v'nosin lakayin is that kodesh. Where dash is dovar oil lius kodesh. So b'shogeg we understand that because it has to become truma. But here we're talking b'mezid where it doesn't have to become truma. It's not going to become truma. So why does it have to be roy to become truma? You have to give him Peres Chulim Musakonim, Dvarim Haru'iyim Liyas Truma, but it's not going to become Truma. L'maisik, what's the function that it's serving? It's regular Tashlumin. So what's the Yichus in a regular Tashlumin that you have to give the Kohen Dvarim Haru'iyim Liyas Truma? They're not becoming Truma. So I want to have fun over here. This is really not a kash exactly. It's a gezeirah kosuf. But what's the havana here in this gezeirah kosuf? Like, what does it say over here? What's the gather of this gezeirah kosuf that you have to pay mazik that oichel tumu memezid has to pay? He has to pay his chulim usukadim, and they're going to remain chulim. So what exactly is the malyusa of Paris? Okay, those are new questions. Now, what about? I want to revisit some old questions. The Rama says in Perek Yud Halacha Chavbeis. Yeah, I should have told Elam to bring a Rama. But the Rama that we saw so many times, and those are really behind. The Rama says like this: Gozel Truma me'avi imay kain v'yachala. Somebody ate Truma of his grandfather was a kain. He's not a kain. V'yachakach me'sa v'imay. Then the grandfather died, and he's the heir. Zotir Amam, Eimei Meshalim La'atzmai. He doesn't pay to himself, even though he's the heir. Elo le'yorish acher mishar ha'shevet. He has to go find some other yorish of his grandfather, who is a kohen, and he has to pay to him. What's the makkah for this Rama? Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi. V'chein, im noflu le'tshuma me'avi imo yiv'yachol. Likewise, if first he yarshin the tshuma, and then he ate it. Or Bal Chayim Shagom Truma B'Chayim. Or Yisrael was going to Truma for a Chayim. So he owns the Truma before he eats it. Or Yishav Iksuvasa. V'yachalu and then he ate it. Mishalim and Keren V'Chayimish to Kayin Chaver. So he pays Keren V'Chayimish to a Kayin Chaver. Can't be Namoritz because he can be Baisim Truma, so you have to find a Yeshivish Kayin. And V'Chaver, nice lamb domim, and the Chaver pays for it. How much damim? Damim shayim meichin ba'isa tumah kamei shachol. The value of the original tumah. So Rama has here a slew of cases, but basically two categories of cases. The first half of the Rama, we'll call it the Reish Rama, is cases where he ate the tumah when it still belonged to his grandfather, and then he yashin. Ochal b'yachak gachmeis. He ate the tumah when it was still his grandfather's tumah, and then the grandfather died. Now he's yours. So same mother. And the second category of cases are categories where he owned the truma before he ate it, because he already inherited it from his grandfather, or he collected it for chayvei, whatever it was, and then he ate the truma. And in all of these cases, he's not mishalim la'atzma. That's sure they all have in common. He's not mishalim la'atzma, not like Bishlokus and Yishalim. Rather, he has to be mishalim to a kayv. Nonetheless, the Radvaz is medayik from the Shinui Loshon HaRama. That there's a difference between the first case, and the Reisha in the Sefer. Because in the Reisha, the Ram just says, well, there's one difference which is explicit, nobody argues, that in the Reisha, he has to go find the Yerush or the grandfather. Where he ate the grandfather's Truma, he has to go find the Yerush or the grandfather. In the Sefer, he ate his own Truma, doesn't have to go find the Yerush or the grandfather, he just finds a Kain Chover. That for sure says in the Ram. Right, that we halfway understand. But the Advas is also a Daik in the Ram, that in the Reisha, it doesn't say that the kohen pays him any money. It just says that he gives the truma to Yerush Acher Mishar Hashem. He goes find some Yerush of his grandfather and he gives him the truma and he doesn't get any money back. And in the Sefer, the Rambam says that he gives the truma to a kohen chaver, gives payments to a kohen chaver. The kohen is only domen. So the Advaz is medayik, but apparently in the Reisha the kohen doesn't have to pay domen. And the Sefer he does. So, when we were learning this Rambam the first time around, so I said I had a lot of difficulty with this Radvaz, and the Emma says I learned through the Rambam, not like the Radvaz. I was quite for an Radvaz. I think today the Radvaz is going to have the last word, the last laugh. But at the time I thought the Radvaz can't be right. I had two kashas on the Radvaz. First of all, the Rambam says v'chei. According to Advaz, it's mamish two different worlds. In the Reisha, the kohen doesn't pay you back, so it's mamish b'teres tashlumin. In the Sefer, the kohen pays it back. That means it's not b'teres tashlumin. It's not tashlumin. Why do you have to give it to a kohen? Because matanosim mekachos, you need to be mekachos to truma. But it's not b'teres tashlumin. So it's really not a v'chein at all. And number two, and maybe more pressed, more urgently, what's, according to Advaz, what's talking the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer in Svar? why does it? What changed between the Reisha and the Sefer? How come in the Reisha the Kohen does not pay Domim and the Sefer does pay Domim? So what's the pshat? The Ravaz himself really says the Chorid of Pshat is the Reisha where he ate the Truma while before the grandfather died. So when he ate the Truma, he had a Chiyuv Tashlum. In the Sefer, the Shas, when he ate the Truma, he had a Chiyuv Tashlum. In the Sefer, when he ate the Truma after the grandfather died and he already yashined it, so when he ate the Truma, there was no Chiyuv Tashlum. The Ravaz Lamaisa says that that's the Chiluk. So I had a few questions. First of all, in Svara, that's very hard to understand. What's the difference? So when he ate the Truma, there was a Chiyuv Tashlum. But now the grandfather died and he's the Yerush, so the Chiyuv Tashlum and the Chiyuv Tashlum. Somebody eats is Mazik something that belongs to his father, and then the father dies. So now he's the Yerush, there's no Chiyuv Tashlum. The Chiyuv Tashlum is Baka, because he yashins the Tashlum. Now he becomes the Tevei and the Nitvul. That's number one. Number two, I asked, anybody remember? We had a kasha on this distinction that the Radvaz is making between the Reisha, where when he ate the Truma, he was still Chayav in Tashlumin, and then later the grandfather died, and in the Sefer, where when he ate the Truma, he wasn't Chayav in Tashlumin in the first place. Gilu, the Ram is saying, where when he ate the Truma, he was Chayav in Tashlumin in Pashas Maisa. So even after the grandfather died, and he's the Yerush, the Chayav Tashlumin remains. Mashenkin in the Sefer, where when he ate the Truma, there was no Chayav Tashlumin in the first place, so then it's Taka, there's no Chayav Tashlumin. So I asked the Yishalmi, because the Yishalmi says, Yishalmi is a bayi boilu. What happens if the Kohen was Michael before the Yisrael ate the Truma? Michael v'achakachacha. The Kohen said, Kohen had Truma. The Kohen said, I don't eat this Truma anyway, someday you can have it. You can eat it. I have no trouble. So what's the din then? Does he have to pay the Kohen? He has to be mafish Truma. He has to be mafish payers, because he ate Jesus Ashachal Truma. But does he give it to the Kohen? Is he Mishalim Atzmai? Said the Yishalmi, that is totally Machlek Sereach and Reish Lakish. If somebody had Truma of Ovi Yimei Kohen and then the grandfather died. Same Achleikas. Whatever, if Rav Yochanan holds that if you eat the grandfather's Truma, you have to pay to it, you have to be Mishal and L'shevet. So if the Kohen was Michael, also he has to pay to it, he has to be Mishal. And according to Reish Lakish, that when he ate the grandfather's Truma, he's Mishal and L'atzmai. So in the case of where the Kohen was Michael, he's also Mishal and L'atzmai. That's the Yishalmi. So I said, 1 second. According to Radvaz, these are very different cases. In the case where the Kohen was Michael in advance, so B'shas Maisin when he ate the Truma, was there a Chiyuv Tashlumin? No. The case where he ate the grandfather's Truma, and then the grandfather died, when he ate the Truma, there was a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And the Yishalmi says that it's the same thing. So how could the Radvaz say, how could the Radvaz learn up in the Ramah that they have Dinam Chaluk? So for all these reasons, I didn't think at the time that the Radvaz could be right. On the other hand, the Lashon Rambam in many ways does support the Radvaz. And the Rambam, the Reisha, doesn't say Akayin Nais and Dhamma. The Rambam, the Sefer, says Akayin Nais and Dhamma. Moreover, at the time, one of the Talmidim, maybe it was Meir, I don't remember, pointed out that it's really very midik in the Rambam. The Rambam, the Reisha, doesn't call him a Chaver. The Rambam, the Reisha, says Gozel Tumah Abiyimai Kayin, Yacholo, Yachakach Mesa Abiyimai, Eina Mishal Ma. Anyway, the kids, the Rambam, the Reisha, calls the guy who gets paid Yerush Acher Mishar Shevet. And then in the Sefer, the Rambam calls him a Chaver. Goes and finds a kohen chaver. And then the Ram says, "V'ha'chaver noisin lehem damim." Just from the usage of the Rambam, it's actually is going back in the case where he talked about chaver. In the Reish, he didn't call him a chaver; he called him a yerush because he has to be a great ainah called the grandfather. In the Seif, he calls him a chaver because he doesn't have to be anybody in particular; just any kohen chaver, any orthodox chaver. So lemaisa, the lush of the Ram is "V'ha'chaver noisin lehem." Doesn't say "V'ha'yerush noisin lehem." So. The lush of the Rambam, in a way, is supportive of the Radvaz, but on the other hand, how does that stem with the Yerushalmi? And also the Chiluk itself in Svar doesn't seem to make any sense. What's the difference if B'shas Maisa there was a Chiyuv Tashlumin, B'shas Achil was a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and then the Chiyuv Tashlumin was Paka, because he was Yashin the grandfather, and the case where B'shas the Achil was no Chiyuv Tashlumin in the first place? Why should that matter? Then, we also had a problem at the time. We never really were able to understand. What is this strange notion that the Rambam has, which does not say in the Yerushalmi, I don't know what the Malka of the Rambam is. The strange notion that if he eats the grandfather's Truma, then the grandfather dies, he has to go find some other Yerush of the grandfather who's a Kohen. Why does he have to give it? If you're talking about the Chiyuv Tashlumin, so let's say the Chiyuv Tashlumin was Chala, Chiyuv Tashlumin. As Tashlumin, who is this guy? This guy's not a Yerush of the grandfather. He's the Yerush. The guy's a relative. If he wouldn't be alive, if he wouldn't exist, maybe this guy would be the Yerush. But the Maisa, he's the Yerush, he's the Goyal Kar of Mimeno. He himself, the Tsar, who ate the Truma, the grandson, he's the real Yerush. So this other brother-in-law that he found, this other Yerush or the grandfather that he found, he's not a Yerush. So he happens to be related to the grandfather. If this grandson wasn't here, the other fellow maybe would be the Yerush. So why is that? What does that matter? The guy with the chiyuv tashlum. And if the Yisrael himself, the grandson himself, he's the Yerush, not this Kohen that he found, this long lost relative. And Elamai has to go find the Kohen because Rav Yochanan's matanosim mekatzos, like we saw in the Yerushalmi. You have to find the Kohen, you have to give it to a Kohen, because that's how you makadish the Trumor, because that's the halacha of the Nosan Lakohen is a Kohen, you have to give it to a Kohen. So give it to any Kohen. Give it to a Kohen Chover, like in the Seifa. What's the Havon over here in this strange halacha that where we ate the Trumor that belonged to the grandfather, then the grandfather died, so now already has to go find, since Peshas the Achila, there was a Chiv Tashlumin, so now already has to go find some Kohen who's related to grandfather and make Tashlumin to him. Marshuk. We didn't tashlum, and it's not called tashlum. He's the Yerush. In the moment of Shabbat, he's the Yerush, not the other fellow. And in the din, the sin of the kohen. So any kohen will do. Why does it have to be this fellow? What's the yichus that this fellow is related to the grandfather? It's a very bizarre halach altogether. This is something we never even say. We never tried to solve. I think we pointed out at the time that it's strange. We never really got a handle on it. So let's like a start with this halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam shita that oichel tumah b'mezid, he has to pay peiros chulin mesukonim. Does not become tumah because it's b'mezid. Does not become tumah, but you have to pay. But it has to be dovah haroil yiskaidish. It has to be peiros chulin mesukonim. And I asked before, what's the agdar? What's the gedar dovah? What's the gerad exerza kosov? What's the yichus of it being pears? Very hard to understand. It's tashlumen. At the end of the day, it's tashlumen. So if it's tashlumen, so what kind of alokas is that it has to be pears? What's the mile of being pears, of being royally as truma? In something that's not going to become truma anyway. So I think the havon here is, this is the main thing that I want to say. And you have to feel it. I think it's muchachroid if that's that one here is. We'll start with the case where it's his own truma. I mean truma that he had not yet given to a kohen. We'll start with that simple case. Then we'll go to a case where it was already it was belonged to a kohen. The two regular cases. A case where he ate truma that he had not yet given. Never mind a case where he yashin truma. That's more complicated. But just a case where he was mafish truma. It's Mamun HaShevet, waiting to be given to a Kohen. And he ate it. So the Rambam says, you have to use Peiros Chulin Mesukon. I think the Pshat, the Yisoid of the Rambam Shita is that even an Oichel Trumba B'mezit, so he's mafish Paris. The peak sets aside Paris. The Paris do not become Truma. That means they don't have Dushas Truma. But they do become Matnas Kuna. They become Matnas Kuna with the Chiv Nesina. The Rambam is, that's the Gedder Adin of Eichel Truma. Tashlumi Truma. Even B'mezid, when he eats Truma B'mezid, again, we're talking about a simple case of Truma that he's not given to a Kohen. The Truma that he ate is Matnas Kuna that has a Chiv Nesina L'Kohen. You don't know yet which kohen. That's up to him. He can decide. He has a right to choose. But he has the gedder of truma is it's a mamon hashevet and there's a chiyuv nesina lakohen because it's matnas kuna, right? L'moshul. And maybe we'll start with the aleph base. Fellas, mafish truma. You're a farmer. You have a bunch of payers. You mafish truma. So you have to give it to you. Have to go find the kohen and give it to him. But why do you have to go find a kohen to give it to him? It's mamon chen the time. Every kohen in the world, you'll say, I don't want to give it to you. Every kohen that comes knocking on your door, you'll say, no, you're not the kohen I'm looking for. So why do you have to give it to a kohen? It's moment shein the time. Teretz is obvious here. But there's a chiv nesina. It's matnas kuna. That's why it's called matnas kuna. You have a chiv to give it to a kohen. Now you ate the truma. Sah shochel truma. You ate the truma. Comes along the Torah and says you have to replace the truma with new peris. Peris chulin musukonim, and those new peris become matnas kuna also, and they have a chiv nesina la kohen. in lieu of the peiros that you ate. The only difference between shogeg and mezid is that in a case where you ate the truma b'shogeg, so the peiros that you now set aside to replace them acquire kedushas truma. In a case where you ate the truma b'mezid, so the peiros you set aside do not acquire kedushas truma; it remains chulin. But so it's chulin. But madness kun it is, and you have a chiyum sinu l'chayim, and therefore it has to be peiros chulin m'sukanim. Because in matnas kuhuna, this is matnas kuhuna, it's truma in the sense that it's matnas kuhuna like truma. It's not truma in the sense that it doesn't have tushas truma. But it has the din matnas kuhuna of truma. And the din matnas kuhuna of truma is only chal and peres chulun musakon. It's only chal and peres. If it would be a parish of tashlum and be alma, so it makes no sense. Tashlum has to be peres. What kind of halacha is that? It's not a parish of tashlum over here. You ate it's a parish of. It's not a parsha of tashlumin. It's a parsha of it's a parsha of matnas kuhuna. That when you ate truma, you have to shade up. You have to separate other new peiros, and they become matnas kuhuna, and they have the same chiyuv nesina that the original truma had. Even though that's the chiddush din, that it could be chulin and it could still be matnas kuhuna. But that's what it says over here. That if you eat truma b'mezid, it becomes matnas kuhuna, and now has a chiyuv nesina l'kayim. So maybe that can have halachas. Well, once we're in the realm of matnas kuhuna, that it has to have the din matnas kuhuna of truma, so it has to have the quality of a dava royalist truma. You have to take peiros that are royalist truma, and these peiros now become, in lieu of the truma that you ate, in lieu of the matnas kuhuna that you ate, these peiros become matnas kuhuna. And you have to go find the kohen and give it to him. The only difference is that here it's not chal and kedusha. It's not also lezorim. It doesn't have kedusha's truma, but matnas. But it has a shem. But it has the din matnas kuhuna of truma itself. That's a question. I don't think so, because he's still not called a Zasha Chatum. Now already he's probably just a. Yeah, I don't think so. He's not a Zasha Chatum. He has no Zoros. It's not his. I mean, he has to give it to a Kohen. He's Mevatel L'mitzvah, but I don't think he'll have a din of. Okay, but some he'll be Mafresh other pairs in that case. He'll be Mafresh new pairs for the old Chiyuv. Probably like that. I mean, what if they were Nevan? You know, I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to look at the Prima Gaon and what will be in such a case. I don't know. Mela, now I understand that the Rambam says in the beginning of Klas Meiser that if you ate that Chuma, I'm sorry, the Rambam said that if you have Chuma and you ate it b'mezid, so the Rambam says that you have to pay. You have to be mishalim l'kayim. You have to be mishalim. So I had the question: but it's mamon shein l'taivim. That was the question yesterday. It's mamon shein l'taivim. So what did Rav Ozer answer? And no, the Rambam's l'shitosik that it's a new parsha of tashlumi tshuma. That even oichel tshuma b'meisid is in the parsha of tashlumi tshuma, and therefore it doesn't matter that it's mamon shein l'taivim. So yes, at the outset. But who cares if it's a new parsha of tashlumi truma? But at the end of the day, it's mamon shein l'taivim. Why does the fact that it's a new parsha of tashlumi truma has to be peiros chulin b'sukanim? How does that overcome the obstacle of that at the end of the day it's mamon shein l'taivim? Now we understand it very well. I don't care that it's mamon shein l'taivim. Mamon shein l'taivim would be in tashlumin. It would be a chiv tashlumin. It would be mamon shein l'taivim. Here there's a mitzvah nesino. Every truma is mamon shein l'taivim. That's why you have a mitzvah nesino. Every time you take your mafresh truma, it's mamon shein l'taivim. So what? It's matnas kuhuna, and there's a chiyuv nesina to go find the kohen and give it to him. So here as well, you ate truma that was matnas kuhuna, that had a chiyuv nesina l'kohen. The Torah says you have to take new peiros, you have to set them aside, and those new peiros now become matnas kuhuna, and you have a chiyuv nesina l'kohen. That's the havana taka in yesterday's one. So why can the kohen be meichel? The Mishnah says a kohen yochel limchol. But maybe the kohen can be meichel. How can the kohen be meichel if I have a chiv nesina? How can the kohen be meichel? I mean, we know. We're getting ahead of ourselves. That's the case where it was. We're getting ahead of ourselves. That's talking about a case where you ate truma of a kohen. Okay, it's just the next step. Okay, so that's the case where you ate your own truma. There we really understand it. I ate my own truma. I mean, truma that I'm supposed to give to a kohen, but I haven't yet given it to a kohen. So that truma had a chiv nesina. So when I eat it, the Torah says it's a parashat of tashlumi truma that I have to shtel new truma, and I have to shtel new peiros rather. It doesn't become truma, but I have to shtel new peiros. I have to set aside new peiros, and those peiros now become matnas kulin, and I have a chiyuv nesi milakayim. But what about the other case? The case where I have where truma already belonged to a kohen. It was already given. Truma was given to a kohen, and then I go and I eat the truma of that kohen. So that's also tashlumi truma. And the Rambam's sheet is you have to pay peiros chulin musukan. Where's the chiyuv nesin over there? That truma already fulfilled its chiyuv nesin. That the truma that I ate didn't have a chiyuv nesin anymore because it's already been given to a kohen. It reached the end of the journey. So why, when I eat that truma, do I have to now put together peiros chulin musukan? Or this? That truma itself was already no longer had a chiyuv nesin. The answer already is, nonetheless, that's part of the chiddush din of tashlumi truma. That even if that you eat truma that was already given to a kohen, so yes, that's true. It no longer has a chiyuv nesin because the chiyuv nesin was fulfilled. But it's matnas kuna. It's matnas kuna that don't have a chiyuv nesin because you yotze the chiyuv nesin already by giving it to a kohen. But it is matnas kuna. But that kohen was already zeichen that matnas kuna. So Torah says a chiddush din that if you eat matnas kuna, eat truma that was already given to a kohen, you have to set aside new peiros, and those new peiros now have a chiyuv nesina la'osei hakohen. It becomes matnas kuna that's miyuchad la'osei hakohen. Now, since every matnas kuna, when you give it to, you have a chiyuv nesina to the kohen in general. Then give it to one particular kohen. That's your right. Give it to one particular kohen, and now it becomes his. And with that, you fulfill your chiyuv matnas kuna. So the matnas kuna now was fulfilled. Not that the chiyuv nesina just was like poka. Chiyuv nesina was like didn't just disappear. The chiyuv nesina was fulfilled by giving it to this particular kohen, and now it becomes his matnas kuna. He was zoicha now in this matnas kuna. Now I came and I ate his matnas kuna. Comes along the Torah and says you have to now provide new matnas kuna because you ate matnas kuna. It didn't stop being matnas kuna. The truma that's given to a kohen doesn't stop being matnas kuna. It is matnas kuna. It's matnas kuna that fulfilled its purpose. It's matnas kuna that reached its resting place. That's where it's supposed to be because it's his matana. Now I ate it, so I have to take new peiros, and those peiros become matnas kuna, and they have a chiyuv nesina. But this time, their chiyuv nesina is not to the shevet in general, but the chiyuv nesina is loisei kohen, because since I ate matnas kuna that's already nesiyachet to that kohen, so I have to provide new peiros, and there's a chiyuv nesina loisei kohen. That's the chiddush din of tashlumi truma b'meizit, and hudin b'shogeg. It sheds light back on Shogeg as well. That according to the Rama, the gedder of Tashlumi Truma, it's like all the thing. The gedder of Tashlumi Truma is that you have to take new peiros, and these new peiros become matnas kuna in lieu of the truma that he ate. And if the truma that he ate was matnas kuna that had not yet been misyachet any particular kohen, so the new peiros get a chiyuv nesina to the kohanim in general. But if the peiros that he ate were already misyachet to one particular kohen, because one particular kohen was already zeichenem, then the peiros that he now provides in their stead become matnas kuna that are meyuchad lo'isi ha'kayin, and the din matnas kuna shebehem is mechayev that he has to give it to lo'isi ha'kayin. That's the havon in the strange Rambam, that if he ate truma of avi imay kayin and then the grandfather died, he has to go find some other relative of the grandfather. In Hilchas Mamonis, Hilchas Tashlumin, what's the other fellow better than him? He's the Ikar Yerush. And if we're talking about Stam Kazalocha, that Matanosim Kachosoi, so find any kohen off the street. What's the mile of the world? Who cares that this guy happens to be a relative of his grandfather? What's the mile of being a relative of his grandfather? It was an enigma. Now it's Mamish, you see Mamish this Yisoid. The Pshad is when he ate Truma that belonged to his grandfather. That was Matnas Kuna in which his grandfather was Eich. So now, since he ate truma, matnas kuna that belonged to a kohen, that belonged to his grandfather, the kohen. So now it's chala halacha that he has to take new peiros, and the new peiros is chala din matnas kuna, but matnas kuna that don't go to the shevet, but matnas kuna that go to the particular kohen, namely his grandfather. But it's not a din. It's not a moministic din. It's not dinim mominist that has to go to his grandfather. The ma'ase is the origin dinim mominist. It's halacha in the matnas kuna shebem. That matnas kuna in general have to be given to shevet kuna, but this particular matnas kuna has to go to a particular division of the kohanim, namely to his grandfather, a particular unit of kohen, namely his grandfather. But now the grandfather is dead, So what happens to the chiv nesina? Says the Ram. So the chiv nesina goes to the oisa mishpachas. That mishpachas kuna was zoicha in that matana. So the chiv matnas kuna to his grandfather now becomes a chiv matnas kuna to the kohen who's most closely related to his grandfather. Not to him, because it can't be a chiv matana to Yisrael. It can't be a chiv matnas kuna to Yisrael. It had, by definition, a chiv matnas kuna is to a kohen. It's matnas kuna. Zayyeh mishpat ha-kohanim. But to which kohen does this go? Normally matnas kuna to kohanim in general. But here with nisiachin and the pashef tashlum and truma, that when you ate truma of a particular kohen, so the Torah says v'nosin la kohen is a kodesh. It's a new parasha matnas kuna. That here's a matnas kuna that has to go to a particular kohen. That's the v'nosin la kohen is a matnas kuna. It's a din of matnas kuna. V'nosin la kohen has to go to a particular kohen. That kohen's dead. So it goes to the next kohen in line, who's mishpach da yerish oisim. And now the chi of matnas kuna becomes l'yerish achem ishar Hashem. I think that ram, the two rams here that I think are mamish the smoking guns, but your mamish see b'chush, once we said the word, you see b'chush that this is the havana. It's a new havana, the whole pasha. But the place where I see it mamish b'chush is in the ramam that you have to pay three ramas. In the ram that you have to pay peres chulun b'sukanum. Even though it's not becoming truma, it makes no sense. It's not becoming truma anyway. Be amazed that it's not going to become truma. So what kind of din is this that you have to pay peres chulun b'sukanum? Hamim Adorim, because it has to become matnas. It doesn't become truma, but it becomes matnas kuna. It becomes the matnas. It doesn't get kedushas truma, but it has the din matnas kuna of truma. So mele has to be royally as truma. That's one place where I see mamas very strong in this halacha. Secondly, in the Rambam, that the Rambam in Hilchos Meister that Rav Azer talked about yesterday, that there's no din of mamon sheli tayvim. That if you eat truma that has not yet been given to a kohen, so you have to take peris and you have to give a kohen. I it's mamon shein l'tayvim. Peris is because it's matnas kuna. Matnas kuna is not in a mind of mamon shein l'tayvim. And in this very strange Rambam, that when he ate truma of his grandfather, so he has to go find some kohen who's the next in line, you're related to his grandfather, and give the truma to him. What is that? It's not a din tashlumin. It makes no sense. It's not a din in matanosim and katsos istam. So give it to any kohen. Teretz says because there's a new pasha here of matnas kuna of a nosan lakayin. Regular matnas kuna is you have to give it to a kayin. Here you have a new pasha of matnas kuna of a nosan lakayin that he has to give it to the kayin who was the bailam in that truma, who was zoich in that matnas kuna that he ate. Now he has a din matnas kuna to that kayin, and if that kayin is dead, then it's to the next kayin in line. So Mela, now I understand. And then Mr. Rama learned this up in Rabbi Yochanan. He says, that's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you eat truma of Abi Yimekayin, Rish Lakish says, eat truma of Abi Yimekayin, there's no chiv tashlumin. So why do you have to give it to, why give it to anybody? But we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you have to go find it, you have to give it to a kayin. Why? This is the Havon, you have to give it to a kayin because it's matnas kuna. And there's this new parsha, matanosi mekachosai. It's only Havon and Yoshami, Bemis. The Ram's Havon and Yoshami in the din of matanosi mekachosai. Is that it's that the peiris become when it's b'shoig, when it becomes truma, the peiris become truma when they fulfill their din matnas kuna. So you have to give it to a kohen matanosi mekatshosi. The loshon is gvaldik din. Doesn't say nisi nosi mekatshosi. It says matanosi mekatshosi. The din matnas kuna shabai is what's mekadosh it. I think it's good deal. Matanosi mekatshosi. Matanosi that the din matnas kuna shabai is mekadosh it. So you have to give it to a kohen in order that it should be matnas kuna, and that's what b'shoigi when it becomes truma. That's what makes it into truma. So maybe you have to give it to a sister of Yochanan. So you have to find the kohen and give it to him, because otherwise it's not matnas kuna. You have to be somehow. You have to fulfill it in a matnas kuna. What? Yeah, I don't know. We're not going to plug this into Taisa. I don't think Taisa has any of this. I doubt it would help me anything. I can't imagine that this would help us in Tysus. Oh, so now let's go back to the Radbas. So what's the Chilik in the Ram in the Ration of the Sefer? There's two bubbles in the Ram. The Ram made a distinction between if he ate his grandfather's truma and then the grandfather died. So then he has to go find the Yerush of his grandfather. If the grandfather died first and he already yashed the truma, now it's his own truma, without any, it's not Matnas Kuna at all, it's Ramesh's own truma. So So then already the Rav says he could give it to any kohen chaver, v'akohen nois and donim. So the Rav says it's mashma that in the ratio you don't have to give, the kohen does not give donim, and the sefer the kohen has to give donim. So what's the svar of the chiluk? So l'chor the svar was originally I thought the Rav Azbem is mashma that the chiluk is that in the ratio when he ate it he had a chiv tashlumi, and in the sefer when he ate it there was no chiv tashlumi. That's no longer. I don't think that's the chiluk at all. There's no chiv. Who cares? Chiv tashlumin is gone. It's paka. He's the yerush. There's no chiv tashlumin. That's for sure. Rather, the chiluk is that in the ratio when he ate the grandfather's truma, so that truma was matnas kuna. The grandfather had it. There is matnas kuna. So now his chiv is that he has to be mafish new pairs, and those pairs become matnas kuna to his grandfather. He has a chiv. He has to be matnas. He had the chiv when he eats his grandfather's truma. It's b'shas ma'aseh when he ate the grandfather's truma. The parents belong to the grandfather. So it's now the halacha is, and this is the basic DNA of the Pasha of Tashlumi Truma, that he has to take new parents, and the new parents become matnas kuna, except instead of being matnas kuna that are just to the shevet, it becomes matnas kuna to his grandfather. And if the grandfather dies, he gives it to a yarish. That's the first case of the Rambam. In the Sefer, the grandfather died first. So now the Truma devolved down to, the Truma came down to him, so now, you can't say when he's mafresh new payers, you can't say that the new payers have a chiyuv of matnas kuna. These new payers, they can't. To whom could they have a chiyuv of nesina? To the shevet. The original truma didn't have to give to the shevet. To a particular kayin. The original truma didn't belong to a particular kayin. The original truma that he ate belonged to him, to the Yisrael, and he had no chiyuv of nesina. In other words, in the sefer case, where the grandfather died first, he had truma that was not matnas, didn't matnas kun at all. Because that's truma that he's not mechuyev to give to anybody, and doesn't belong to any particular kohen. That's truma that belongs only to Yisrael, and will only, right? In the safer case, the grandfather died first, so he ashes the truma. What is that's truma that just belongs to him. He could sell it to a kohen if he wants, he could do whatever he wants, doesn't have to do anything with it. He could just leave it around to disappear. That's truma that does not have a chiyuv nesina l'kohen, it doesn't belong to a kohen. So now, when he's mafish new Paris, so it's zar shechut truma. Yes, he needs to be mafish new Paris, and they have to become truma because b'shoigu he has to. That's in b'shoigu already. He has to provide Paris that will become truma. But they don't have a chiyuv nesina at all. Since they don't have a chiyuv nesina, well, so now it's a little bit strange. So what's going on over here? So the Ram says he give it to a kain chaver and that kain nice and dumb. So what's exactly the hagdara? Not so. So. Hashkof Rishon, I would say the getter is here. This taka is no chiyuv nesina. Here is taka not matnas kuna, so he just gives it to a kohen in order to be mekadosh it, because the shogeg he has to be mekadosh the payers. But since there's no chiyuv nesina, so he's allowed to take dom. I don't think that's the oimek of the. I think the pshat is a little bit deeper than that. First of all, if he's just giving it to a kohen, not b'toris matana, not b'toris matnas kuna, then I'm not sure it become kaddish. If the diuk is right that it's matanosi mekachosai, you need a parsha matnas kuna to be mekadosh it. So here, if it's not matnas kuna, then how does it become kaddish? And also, the emes, the lashon of the Rambam, this is sort of like a footnote. The lashon of the Rambam doesn't say the kohen pays him for the payers that he's giving the kohen. The lashon of the Rambam is very striking. The Rambam says that he v'shalom and keren v'chaim is the kohen chaver. The kohen pays for the original truma that he ate. It doesn't say the kohen pays for the pears that he gives to the kohen. The kohen pays for the original truma that he ate in the first place. You know, current money is the same thing because it's the fidomim. I'm passing the fidomim mishalom. So how much pears do you have to pay? The value of the original pears. But nonetheless, the Rambam says in Lomdus, the kohen is not paying for the pears that he's getting. He's paying for the pears that were eaten. So that's very bizarre how to understand that. So I think the Havana here is that you have to be mekadosh to payers to turn them into truma, because it's b'shoigeg. You have to, that here it needs to become truma. That much halacha there is. You're a zar shochel truma. You do have a you have to shtel payers and make them into truma. But the only way to make them into truma, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is to give them as matnas kuna, because matanosim mekachosim. But over here, how could it be matnas kuna? To whom? The shevet doesn't have a schus in the original truma. The shevet didn't have a schus. There was no kain who had a schus. This is the original truma was truma which no kain had a schus. So how could you be mekayin with these new payers the din of matnas, which you need because matanosim mekachosim. So therefore says the Rambam, the Eitzah is. Cool. Okay?
Yeah.
Says the Rambam, the Eitzah is. The Eitzah is that the Kohen buys the original Truma. I don't know the but how this works exactly. But the Kohen buys the original Truma, and therefore the Kohen now becomes, gets this, that Kohen, the Kohen buys the original Truma. I don't know how that could happen because the original truma is gone. I don't know. In Mamonis, I don't understand it exactly. But the Kohen buys the original truma, and therefore it be, and now the, and therefore now this new truma, so like he buys the Kohen buys the schus in the original truma. So now it becomes like you ate the truma of that Kohen, and you could be Mekayim Matanaskuna by giving the you could be Mekayim Matanaskuna by giving the new payers to him. Because that Kohen paid for the original Truma, so he becomes sort of like the Bailam on the original Truma, so now it's like you ate Truma of a Kohen. Now the din of a Nos and a Kohen becomes to him, and Matan Nos and Mekat Shosu.
Shouldn't the Kohen pay first then?
Yeah, the Ram says the other way around. Yeah, Christ. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter. If, once he pays, then it's Chal, the Torah's Matan Neskuna. Maybe the order doesn't matter. Al Kaponim. So again, this last halach is strange in the Rambam, and you know, it's surprising that such a thing is doable. Al Kaponim, that's what I think the Havan in the Rambam. I'll tell you. So again, what are we saying? That the chiluk in the Reish and the Seif in the Rambam, the Radvaz's distinction between Ochel v'Yachak Chames and Mesiv v'Yachak Ochel. The Radvaz thinks the distinction is the Radvaz and Mashma. The distinction is that in the Reish he had a chiyuv tashlumin when he ate it, in the Sefer there's no when he ate it there was no chiyuv tashlumin. That's very fair. We asked it, you know, that's what we've been asking the whole time. The chiyuv tashlumin, who cares? The chiyuv tashlumin is pukkah when the grandfather died. That's not the chiluk. The chiluk is that in the Reish he ate truma of a kohen. So when you eat truma of a kohen, so now you have to shtel the truma, and the truma now has a chiyuv matnas kuna loisei kohen. And if that kohen is dead, then you find another kohen who's a yorish because you have a chiyuv matnas kuna loisei kohen. In the Sefer, he ate Truma that had no Chiyuv Nesina. So how could it become Matnas Kuna? So in the Sefer, the Kohen has to buy into the original Truma in order that it should now be possible to give Matnas Kuna to that Kohen. And thereby to be Mekadosh the Truma. Also, if that's the case, so then the Yerushalmi is very good. And the Radvaz, yes, according to the Radvaz, that there's a distinction between if there was a Chiyuv Tashlumin at the time, there was no Chiyuv Tashlumin at the time. So how come the Yerushalmi equated a case of Mochal, where the Kohen was Mochal, and then he ate it, to a case where he ate his grandfather's Truma? Where it was Mochal, where the Kohen was Mochal, but there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin at the time. When he ate his grandfather's Truma, there was a Chiyuv Tashlumin at the time. So it's across the divide. How can the Yerushalmi say that it's the same thing? Teretz says, that's not the divide in the first place. The divide is not, is there a Chiyuv Tashlumin, is there no Chiyuv Tashlumin? The divide in the Rambam, between the Reish and the Sefer is, when you ate the Truma, was it Truma of a Kohen? If it's Truma of a Kohen, then now you have a Chiyuv Matnas Kuna to that Kohen. If the Truma that you ate was not Truma of a Kohen, was your own Truma, without any Chiyuv Nesina at all, then the payers that you mafresh are not going to be able to be Matnas Kuna, unless the Kohen buys into it. In the Yerushalmi, both cases, you ate Truma of a Kohen. The Kohen was Meichel. So the Kohen was Meichel a Chiyuv Tashlumin. But this didn't change the fact that it's Truma of a Kohen. You eat Truma of a Kohen, the Kohen is a Meichel. So there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. Rishlokas says, oh, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. So Mashalim Atzman. Rabbi Yochanan says, who cares about Chiyuv Tashlumin? There's a din matn, the Venos and the Kohen is not a Chiyuv Tashlumin. It's a din that it's a new parish of Matnas Kuna. So you ate Truma that belonged to a Kohen. It was Meichel, he let you do it. Fine. So he can't be to you in Mominus. But Lemaisa, you ate Truma of a Kohen, you eat Truma of a Kohen, you have to be Mafish new Truma, and it's Matnas Kuna to that Kohen. And it's mamish like you ate the atrium of his grandfather, where it's matnas kuna of a kohen, and now you have to shtel new parents, and you have to be mekayim with the matnas kuna to that kohen, or it is yours. I'll tell you also a fascinating thing here. And this same Rambam, halacha chavez, most of the discussion here is in the Sarama, halacha chavez, the ratio, the safe, all these bubbles. So the Ravid has I don't know if I should call it a hasoga. The Ravid says the following. He quotes the Rambam. The Reish of the Rambam goes to Truma of Yimei Koyin. V'yachol of Yachak Meis of Yimei. Ein Mishalim Asmei V'mishalim Yerush Achim Mishar Hashemet. Zok the Ravid. V'yushalmi Perek Ka'ichol Truma B'Shegim. So everybody, yes. What does Ravid want? What is he going to the Kesef Mishnah's line? He's giving me the Marim Koyimus for the Rambam. That's not the Ravid's, what the Ravid does. The Ravid is massacring in the Rambam, he doesn't agree. So where's that Sog of you? So he gives me, the Ravid just went silent to Rabbi Yechanan. What does the Rabbi want from the Rambam? Very strange. I think the Rabbi is a hasag on the Rambam. What's the hasag?
Yeah.
Oh, with that mahalach of Rav Elazar. Yeah, but who's the Rambam talking about? B'shav b'meisid. I think maybe there's a way to chazim. I thought more pashut. The Ravid's hasog is that the Rambam should have spelled out what's the lashon of Rambam. Gozel truma mevi mekayin v'yachola. V'chakach meisav meisav imoy ein shalom atzmoy el yeshachem mishar hashevet. There's a word missing in the Rambam. B'shaygim. The Ravid should spell out that this halacha is only b'shaygim. But Meza Devad is not true. Because according to most Rishonim, Eichel Truma B'Mezid is a regular Goslin. So what's it in somebody ate his grandfather's pizza? And then the grandfather, not Truma. And then the grandfather died. Does he have to pay? Devad or not? He's the Irish. Who's he going to pay? It's only by Eichel Truma B'Shoiged, with this new Pasha of Tashlomi Truma, and that's when you have this matanosim mekachosay. That's when you have Rabbi Yochanan's halach. Says the Rabbi, where is this Yerushalmi? It's Rabbi Yochanan. It's in Perek Ha'echol Tumah B'Shogeg. In Maseches Tumah, so you have two prokem. Perek Vav is Ha'echol Tumah B'Shogeg. Perek Zayin is Ha'echol Tumah B'Mesid. Says the Rabbi, this is halach in Perek Ha'echol Tumah B'Shogeg. What does that do with Ha'echol? It's only B'Shogeg. The Rabbi should spell out that this halach is only B'Shogeg, not B'Mesid. The Rambam say that it's been b'shoygi. It's talking missing in the Rambam, and in the whole parak of the Rambam is not only talking b'shoygi. This parak the Rambam has in the same parak dinim b'echel tumah b'shoygi, dinim b'echel tumah b'mezid. The parak begins asher chal tumah b'shkogim shalom keren b'chaimish, and echel tumah b'mezid. Then there's no chaimish. So the whole parak the Rambam goes back and forth between b'shoygi and dinim b'mezid. So over here, this halacha is only b'shoygi. The Rambam should have said ha'echel tumah b'shoygi. I think that's the Ravitz Hasog on the Ram. So what's trying the Ram? Teretz the Gavaldik. The Ram is the Shitosa. No, it's Taka B'mezid as well, because the Ram holds that even Oichel Tumba B'mezid, this is still a Chiyuv that you have to be Mafish Paris, and there's a Din Matnus, and it becomes Matnus Kuna. The only difference between Shogig and Mezid is that B'shogig, it gets Kedushas Truma. And B'mezid, it doesn't get Kedushas Truma, but it still has the status of Matnus, but it's still the Matnus Kuna of Truma. So this halacha, that if he ate his grandfather's truma, he has to take peiros and he has to go find the yerush of the grandfather who was a kohen and he has to give him those peiros, that's true. Ben Mishayim, Ben Mezid. So maybe the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say that it was only Mishayim. I'm a supik about the sefer of the Rambam, where he ate his own truma and then he has to go find the kohen chaver and the kohen leis and domim and then he gives him the peiros. Is that also only even Ben Mezid? Maybe that already Ben Mezid, where the peiros are not going to become anyway. Like maybe there it's only b'shogeg because, like, the kohen has to go buy the din matnas kuna. So forget about the whole. Don't do the whole thing. Don't buy the matnas kuna. You won't have to give him the truma. So maybe it's only b'shogeg where I need to make it into truma. So I need to create an artificial matnas kuna over here so that I should be able to take these pears and make them into truma. But the mazid where I'm not going to make the pears into truma anyway. So maybe what do I need it for? I don't have to have a kohen buy the din matnas kuna shabbat. And I want to have a chiyuv to take Paris and give them away as matnas kuna. And maybe not. Maybe it's taka not. Maybe not. If we'll say that the safe is only b'shogeg, I'm not sure about this makuda. If the safe is only b'shogeg, so it's taka very. It's on the one hand the Rambam should have spelled it out. On the other hand, it would be a little bit. It will be quite. It's interesting. In the Reisha, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about chaimish. And the Sefer says Chaimish. And in the Reisha, he doesn't say anything about a Chaver. And maybe that's because you have to find the nearest relative, and he can't help it if he's not a Chaver. What are you going to do? He's the nearest relative. I don't know, you be Yishlodim. I say you don't give Tashlumi Truma to a Tamar. I don't know, the Rambam should say something about what if he's not a Chaver. And the Sefer, the Rambam specifies that he has to be a Chaver. So it could be that's Taka Chaluk. The Reisha is talking even B'mezid. So the Rambam doesn't talk about Chaimish, not necessarily true. It depends if it's Shogeg B'mezid. And the Rambam doesn't say it has to be a chaver. Only has to be a chaver, it's going to become truma. If it's going to be chulun, it doesn't have to be a chaver. And the sefer, where it's only b'shoyg, the Rambam says chaver and chaimish. Anyway, I'm not being kaveh masmeres in that nekud. Maybe it's just simply to say the whole thing is ben b'shoyg, ben b'mezid, and that's the answer. The Rambam l'shitosik, but the Rambam holds no chiluk in this regard between shoyg and mezid, and that's the answer to the Ravitz HaSogam. But I think this is emes lamita. The Rambam is a hasaga. This isn't perikoychel tumah b'shoyg. It's not in perikoychel tumah b'meizid. And the Rambam says, hakana cholk. Linyin zeh, linyin matnus kuna. It's not cholk b'shoyg b'meizid.
If it was meizid, would the coin pay the main tumah or the
main kulo?
Because he's getting kulo. So, if it was meizid, how much would the and if he was talking about meizid, how much of the coin? But if the coin only paid the value of the truma, then it makes sense. I mean, then the czar is losing something by eating his own. I mean, if he eats his own truma, and then he just doesn't have to.
Oh, so he loses something, right? So it's not pointless.
Right.
It's not pointless.
He'll actually gain by eating.
The coin buys the truma, which is not as valuable as chulun, because there's less demand. That's gemara. So chulun truma costs less than chulun. So if the coin buys the truma, and he now has to give matnas kahuna to give matnas kuna to the coin, because that's his din, that since he ate truma, he has to give peiros, and they has to give them away as matnas kuna. But he has to have somebody buy the right to be the recipient of the matnas kuna. Yeah, you're right. It's not absurd that it should apply to mezid as well. That's the main relach. Because it's absurd. What are we doing? It's like puchim matros alamli. But it's not true. What the coin pays is less than what the coin gets. Yeah, that's it. I think that's their main. I'm not sure if it's true, it's a whole new take on the whole parasha of Tashlumei Truma. Like this, all the rate
Also, I'm not sure if I'm reading the Rambam right, but at the end when he says Chaver Nosena and Dam Shai Borchin, but also a Truma Kosha Achlo. If he was really paying for the original Truma, then the Rambam should have said Borchin, but also Truma Shah Achlo. It sounds like he's paying for the new Truma that the guy's giving him, which is the same price as the original Truma. But that this food that he's giving him now, these perils are actually
Chaver Nosena and Dam Shai Borchin, but also a Truma. What does he need such a fancy lashon? He pays him the mad truma.
But if it was the original truma, that's also truma sha'achlo, not also truma kamo sha'achlo.
I think it means what it was worth at the time of the achilo, not what it was worth at some other time, would it be worth now. What it was worth, b'shas achilo. Okay, fine, what time is it? Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We'll go, It's the nether. Why are we really going on?